This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi interacted with eminent economists at Niti Aayog in New Delhi today to elicit their views and suggestions ahead of the Union Budget 2024-25. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman, Vice Chairman of Niti Aayog Suman Beri, Principal Secretary to Prime Minister P.K. Mishra and leading economists and experts attended the meeting. The budget session of Parliament will begin on the 22nd of this month, and on 23rd of July, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will present the Union Budget 2024-25 in the Lok Sabha. It will be the first budget presented by the Narendra Modi government in its third term. The second Bay of Bengal Initiative for Multisectoral Technical and Economic Cooperation BIMSTEC Foreign Ministers Retreat began in New Delhi today. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar welcomed his counterparts at the event in the national capital. Speaking on the occasion, Dr. Jaishankar said, BIMSTEC for India represents the intersection of its neighborhood first outlook, the Act East policy and the Sagar vision. He added that each of these endeavors is being purposed with a specific focus on the Bay of Bengal, where collaborative potential has long remained underrealized. Dr. Jaishankar said that there are long-standing goals such as capacity building and economic cooperation that have acquired a new urgency, and stressed that a complementary and a congenial grouping like BIMSTEC should surely harbour higher aspirations. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla today said India is a proactive partner furthering BRICS agenda of inclusive growth and sustainable development. The Lok Sabha Speaker is leading the Indian delegation to the 10th BRICS Parliamentary Forum in St. Petersburg, Russia. Addressing the first plenary session, Mr. Birla informed that around 65 crore voters exercised their franchise in the recently concluded Lok Sabha elections. Extending welcome to the four new members, Egypt, Ethiopia, Iran, Saudi Arabia and the UAE into BRICS Parliamentary Forum, Mr. Birla commended the Russian chair for ensuring the seamless integration of the new members into the organization. Union Health Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda chaired a virtual discussion in New Delhi today on issues of family planning and population control with states and union territories on the occasion of World Population Day. The theme of the event was healthy timing and spacing of pregnancies for the well-being of mother and child. During the meeting, Mr. Nadda emphasized that both the center and states need to collectively work to ensure proper family planning and to execute schemes and initiatives properly, especially in high-burden states, districts and blocks. The Supreme Court has adjourned the hearing of NEET UG 2024 case to the 18th of this month. A bench led by Chief Justice of India D.Y. Chandrachud granted the adjournment to enable parties to file their responses to the affidavits filed by the Centre and the National Testing Agency. The Apex Court was scheduled to hear a series of petitions today concerning the NEET UG 2024 medical entrance exam. These include pleas alleging irregularities and malpractices during the 5th May test and seeking a fresh examination. Meanwhile, a group of students met Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan over the NEET UG examination in New Delhi today. The students shared their experiences about the exam and challenges faced by them. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath today visited the flood-affected areas of Shravasti and Balrampur districts of Tarai region today. He also met with the flood victims and asked about the relief provided to them by administration. Meanwhile, Army has been called in for help in rescue and relief operation in Saharanpur district. Central Surya Command sent two columns to Shahjahanpur for help in rescue work. There are more than 264 people trapped in the current of Gara and Khanaut rivers. Thousands acres of agriculture land is inundated in water due to flood and around 8 lakh people are affected. In Wimbledon tennis, 7th-seeded Italian Jasmin Paolini against Croatia's Donna Vekic semi-final match is underway. It is Vekic's first appearance in the semi-final of a major championship. In the other semi-final this evening, Kazakhstan Elena Rybakina will take on Barbora Krejcikova of Czech Republic in the women's singles. And that is the end of this news bulletin.